Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Text 35. Sankasanaya Sukshmaya,
Sankasanaya Sukshmaya,
Sankasanaya Sukshmaya,
Sankasanaya Sukshmaya,
Durantayantakaya cha, Namo Vishva Prabodhaya,
Namo Vishva Prabodhaya,
Pratyumnayam Duratmane,
Pratyumnayam
Taratmane,
Sankasanaya,
unto the Master of Integration.
Sukshmaya,
unto the subtle unmanifested.
Material ingredients.
Durantaya,
unto the unsurpassable.
Antakaya,
unto the Master of this integration.
Ja,
also.
Nama,
obeisances.
Visvā Prabodhaya,
unto the Master of
the development
of the universe.
Prajumnaya,
unto Lord Prajumna.
Antatmane,
unto the super soul in everyone's heart.
My dear Lord, you are the origin of the subtle material ingredients, the master of all integration as well as the master of all disintegration, the predominating deity named Sankarsan and the master of all intelligence, known as the predominating deity, Prajumna. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat. My dear Lord,
you are the
origin
of the subtle material ingredients,
the master of all integration,
as well as the master of all disintegration.
The predominating deity,
named Sankarsana,
and the master of all intelligence,
known
as the predominating deity Prajumna.
Therefore,
I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. The whole universe is maintained by the integration and power of the Supreme Lord, who is known in that capacity by the name Sankarsan. The material scientists may have discovered the law of gravity, which maintains the integration of objects within the material energy. Yet the master of all integration can create devastation by the disintegrating blazing fire emanating from his mouth. A description of this can be found in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, wherein the universal form of the Lord is described. The master of integration is also the destroyer of this world by virtue of his disintegrating energy. Sankarsan is the master of integration and disintegration, whereas Prajumna, another feature of Lord Vasudeva, is responsible for universal growth and maintenance. The word Sukshmaya is significant because within this gross material body, there are subtle material bodies, namely mind, intelligence, and ego. The Lord, in his different features, Vasudeva, Anuruddha, Prajumna, and Sankarsan, maintains both the gross and subtle material elements of this world. As mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, the gross material elements are earth, water, fire, air,
and ether, and the subtle material elements are mind, intelligence, and ego. All of them are controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Vasudeva, Sankarsham, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And this will be further explained in the following verse. Om Shanti Varandasya Yam Yam Yanasalakya Sakshuk Milita Kodina Tasma Shri Guru Venma Namam Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Pastaya Bhutalesh Madhaka Swami Janamine Namam Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Pastaya Bhutalesh Bhakti Vedanta Swami Janamine Namaste Saraswati. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today the verse is very much explaining what are the services of Lord Shiva. Sankarsan is the same as Lord Shiva and Pradyumna and Aniruddha. I will elaborate a little bit on what is specially mentioned. Because in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about the scientist may have discovered the law of gravity. When we go to India, we many times can see people who can make themselves very small, or expand themselves a few times. I think 9 is the most. They can be at the same time in different places. And for us, when we come from the West, we can easily become bewildered because of these kind of things. This morning, I got something in my mailbox, and Srila Prabhupada is elaborating a little bit on this gravity. He said, you have heard about yoga in your country, but this yoga word is very popular. Yoga means mystic power. Generally, it is understood if one actually becomes a yogi, he attains many mystic power. He can become smaller than the smallest. A yogi, actually, who has attained perfection, he can pack up in one small thing, but if there is a little hole, he will come out. A little hole. We have seen it, he said, in Calcutta. There was one Mr. Chakravarti. He learned this art and he made money in cooperation with a circus. Many times we have all kinds of circus and people are doing extraordinary things. Here in the West sometimes when we were young, we went to a circus and we saw some juggling things and we think, how can he do this? But in India, it is much more spectacular when they do something. There was one Mr. Chakravarti. He was packed in a bag. And the bag was sealed before the audience. And the bag was put in a box. The box was locked up. Not only locked up, he was sealed. Then a curtain, mosquito kind of curtain, was covered the box. And on the box, there was a tabla. You know a tabla, Prabhupada said, and harmonium, yeah? So from outside, one of the circus men said, Mr. Chakravarti, will you kindly play the tabla? Can you imagine? He was in the box, sealed, in a bag, and he played the tabla, of course. The tabla was going on nicely within the curtain. And then he said, Mr. Chakravarti, will you kindly play on the harmonium? And he played the harmonium. And then he said, Mr. Chakravarti, will you please come out? So he immediately came out from the curtain. And he began to run around the box. And the man, circus man, asked everyone, please catch him, catch him, catch him. So somebody tried to catch him, but nobody could catch the man. Again, he entered in the curtain, and when the curtain was taken away, everyone saw that the tabla was there, The harmonium was there, and the box was still locked and sealed. And then the seal was opened. The box was opened, and Mr. Chakravarti, within the bag, he was taken out. And the bag was sealed. It was opened. And that time, Mr. Chakravarti was gasping. He was very fatigued. He remained in such a way, but he came out. That we have seen, Prabhupada said. And Prabhupada is not exaggerating. He is just explaining to the devotees that this gravity, this mystic power we can have, is very prominent in India. But for the devotees, it is not so prominent. One time, one visitor was asking Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what is your mystic power? And Prabhupada was looking at the man, and he said, look, I spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, and these are my disciples. This is my mystic power. These people are coming from rich families, and they gave up everything to become a worshipper of Lord Krishna. He said, I have nothing to offer them. I have nothing. I didn't give them money for them for that. No. He said, they are doing it voluntarily. Because they want to become purified. And they want to go back to Godhead. And they will go. Also, Srila Prabhupada here is explaining in the purport. The master of integration is also the destroyer of this world. Lord Shiva, on the time of destroying this universe, Lord Shiva is dancing very beautiful. Many times people ask him, well, what is Lord Shiva? You have maybe seen in the boutique this huge statue of Lord Shiva. Are you speaking for the guest? And he has some dancing posture. And on the side of the statue, there are flames. All these flames. Because on the time of the destruction of the universe, a lot of flames are coming, and also water. And that's necessary to just annihilate the universe for the purification of the universe. Because at that time, the universe, the people who are living on the planet has become so polluted that the Lord is giving the instruction to just annihilate this planet and we start all over again. Don't be disappointed in thinking, oh, that is the end. No. After the destruction, Krishna is giving the instruction to start again. How you call it in English? To start the creation, thank you. They to start the creation all over again. This is not the end. With this body, it is the same. Many people are thinking, many people are thinking, when I am dying, that is the end. I only have one life. But you will be maybe disappointed to hear in this Srimad Bhagavatam class that we don't have only one life, but we have many lifetimes. And then we speak about reincarnation. The Vedic scriptures are full of explanations. How this is going to be? And what is actually the purpose behind it? Because when we only have one life, we cannot hardly make it in one lifetime. But Krishna is very merciful. He gives us a chance again and again to purify our existence and come closer and closer to the Lord. And finally, when we are so close, we can go back to the spiritual world and serve the Lord there in the same way that we are actually doing it here. People many times asking, why you are offering food to these dolls? They don't understand that we are just actually practicing
Krishna consciousness, and that we are just trying to learn how to serve. And it's not only that we serve the deities. Many devotees are serving also in other different areas, breaking up the tents from the festival, cleaning up from everything, cleaning up the kitchen, to some cleaning the toilets, making empty the garbage. That's all devotional service. And every one of us are very important in this regard. I want to say a little more about Great Gravity, especially about Srila Prabhupada. I have this little booklet with the qualities of Srila Prabhupada. And there is mentioned also Srila Prabhupada was very grave. Grave means very aristocratic. And the devotee sometimes was asking Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada once explained to a group of his disciples that the devotee of Lord Krishna is always grave. That means actually that we are not easily disturbed. Upon hearing this, one devotee, a very colorful and as effusive person, decided to tone down his disposition and became straight-faced in an attempt to please his spiritual master. After a few days of this behavior of his disciple, Srila Prabhupada looked at him quizzically and asked, "What was the matter?" The disciple replied that he was trying to be grave. And then Srila Prabhupada laughed and explained to him that being grave means to be serious about Krishna consciousness. It has nothing to do with artificially repressing one's individuality. Srila Prabhupada himself was the most vibrant personality. His life abounded with laughter and spiritual enjoyment. Yet, he was always serious about Krishna consciousness. He never forgot Lord Krishna, not even for a moment. And in this way, displayed perfect gravity. I remember also one nice story, and I want to share that with you. Because I think you all have heard from Sudama Maharaj. He was the black Swami. And he also got to be very grave. And Sudama read Srila Prabhupada's books, How to Become Grave. And he was thinking, okay, I will do that. Because he was making a posture. And Prabhupada, he said to him, "What's wrong with you?" And Sudama answered, "Well, Prabhupada, I'm reading your book that you ordered us all to become grave." Prabhupada said, "That's not for you. This meant you are meant to be jubilant like a peacock, dance like a peacock. That's your gravity." So, gravity for us means to be enthusiastic about devotional service and very patient in execution of devotional service. That's our gravity. Not that we sit there very morose. Don't become falsely grave. That will cause our pitfall, Prabhupada said. I like it so much. Because sometimes, Mahaprabhu also was explaining yesterday, sometimes we misinterpret the purpose of the Bhagavatam. Sometimes we think, oh, Prabhupada said, we have to be grave, now that means that we have to do like this, and we have to be very stern. And no, we have to be ourselves, and we also have to realize that slowly by slowly we make some little progress. But to make real progress means to do devotional service. This weekend I had some visitors in my house, and I was speaking with a lady, and she said, "Rupa Manjari, I want to do some service, but I don't know what. I really want to do something for Krishna, because I pray to Krishna to forgive me for my sin." And then I asked her, "Please, let me do something for you." 1 hour later, she came to me. "Do you know what, Prabhupada? They asked me to do my garlands." And I never did it before. And I'm very nervous. I don't know how to do it. And I don't like to make garlands. Except that's how it works, you know. You ask to be forgiven by the Lord. And you ask for some service. You don't go to the Lord and ask, okay, can I dress you today? Because I want to do some service and I want to be forgiven. No, we are not doing business with the Lord. We just ask for some service. And he said, just try it out. And maybe you liked it after all. She was doing for 5 days, making the garlands for Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Maharani. She started liking it so much. She said, after all, Rupa Manjari, when I go to take darshan of the deities, I take garland darshan. I'm looking, who has my garland that I made today? You know what I mean? And she said, I'm only visiting Radhas a few times a year. But she said, now I see that the Lord is a person. She said, because I made a garland for Subhadra, and this morning I saw that Lord Jagannath had her garland. They just changed the garland themselves. We can see, you know. When we ask the Lord for some service, we have to accept what the Lord is giving us. Not thinking, okay, but I don't want to clean the toilets, Krishna. Can you give me something more nice? No, it's not like that. He gives a service immediately. And Sarupa Manjari was so surprised. After this prayer, in 1 hour, I got some service. And she said, I stick to it for the 5 days that I'm here. And she was in ecstasy. She was supposed to leave at 5 o'clock by bus. But at 7 o'clock, she was still around. And she said, I cannot go, and the bus is not going either. This they like it so much, because Krishna was so merciful. Many, many people got so much mercy on Janmashtami, on the appearance day of Lord Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining, devotional service, that's what makes us happy. Only devotional service. And it doesn't matter what we have to do. We just have to try to please the Lord. And because of pleasing the Lord, how do we know that we please Him? Because we please the devotees. Yesterday I saw this beautiful Matadi helping Bhaktadev with unfolding the tents. And she was in ecstasy. That's how it works. When we can do something for Krishna, we are so happy. Because Dhamma purified the heart. And that's necessary. Because their heart is so dirt. I only speak about my own heart. And your heart is clean already. But mine is not clean yet. The service means to clean the heart. And that I want to share with you today. It is time to stop. Manuha is not giving a sign yet. But I keep the clock. Yeah. That's also his service. Just give a sign to me. Okay. I will stop here. Is there any question or some comment? Please do so. Yes, Maharaji.
Just a story about accepting the kind of service that Krishna gives us. I was reading it to remind us, you know, it was a funny story. There was one devotee, Hayagriva. He's an English professor and very distinguished, and Prabhupada liked him very much. They were staying on New Vrindavan, which is a farm in the middle of Western
nowhere
in America, a very complicated place,
yeah.
Very simple facilities. And he heard a rumor that Prabhupada was going to make him the temple president. And he was thinking, no way am I going to do that, you know, anything but that. So for 1 week he prepared many systematic arguments in terms of psychology, sociology, and management, and he practiced how to deliver them and argue very forcefully as if he was a lecturer, you know. And then the day came, Prabhupada called him. And he said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, Hayagriva, I have some service I want you to do. And Hayagriva says, yes, Srila Prabhupada, let's discuss it. He was feeling very hot. And then Prabhupada said to him, Hayagriva, I want you to take sannyas.
Oh.
And his blood just ran cold, his face became white, he started to tremble. And he said, no, Prabhupada, no sannyas. Prabhupada said, I've already decided, it's already fixed, you're going to take sannyas. And he said, no, Prabhupada, I'm not qualified. Prabhupada said, you're very qualified, just chant and all your lusty desires will go away. You're taking sannyas and it will be soon. And he said, anything but tight finance. Then Prabhupada said, well, I guess if you became the temple president of your Vrindavan, you wouldn't have to take sannyas.
I like that.
And then my Reva said, I was hoping that you would say that, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. And then that's how he became the temple president.
You finally accept Srila Prabhupada, the expert, how to give it to you. So nice.
And that's Krishna. Krishna's empowering Srila Prabhupada to do just the right thing to get the things done, you know. And we have to become expert also. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much for listening.